Good morning. Welcome to Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. God bless you. Amen.
Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord my Father. There is no shadow of turning within. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. All we have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto us. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. All we have needed, thy hands has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, Lord unto us. Father, we are grateful for your faithfulness unto us, unto our household. We say thank you, Lord, for you are forever faithful. Notwithstanding our unfaithfulness to you, you remain faithful. Father, thank you for your faithfulness. It's by your faithfulness you woke us up again this morning to see the light of a brand new day. Father, for this great faithfulness act of yours, we say thank you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are continuing from where we stopped yesterday. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. We are reading verses 6 to 10 this morning. 1 Corinthians 10, 6 to 10. The same thing could happen to us. We must be on guard so that we never get caught up in wanting our own way as they did. And we must not turn our religion into a circus as they did. First the people parted, then they threw a dance. We must not be sexually promiscuous. They paid for that, remember, with 23,000 deaths in one day. We must never try to get Christ to serve us instead of us serving him. They tried it, and God launched an epidemic of poisonous snakes. We must be careful not to stir up discontent. Discontent destroyed them. These are all warning markers, danger in our history books, written down so that we don't repeat their mistakes. I'm reading verses 11 to 12 now. Our position in the story are parallel. They are the beginning, we are the end. We are just as capable of messing it up as they were. Don't be so naive and self-confident. You are not exempt. You could fall flat on your face as easily as anyone else. Forget about self-confidence. It is useless. Cultivate God confidence. From the passage read yesterday, we were reminded of the Israelites, how they forgot about God's wonders and grace, and how they fell into temptation, that God was not pleased with them. This morning, our attention is being called on the specifics of what they did, the temptations they fell into, and we are being warned that we can as well fall like them. But this was written down as a warning for us so that we will not fall. Let us go before God this morning. That verse 6 says we should be on guard so that we will not be caught up in wanting our own way as they did. Let us pray that the Lord will help us to be on guard at all times. Father, help us to be on guard at all times so that we will not fall into the same error that the people of old fell into. The word says we are in the same ship. They were at the beginning, we are the end of the world. The temptation is higher in our time. Let us ask for the grace to be on guard, for the grace not to give in to luxury, life of luxury, the way they did. First they partied, they threw a dance. Let us pray that we will not give in to life of pleasure. Pleasure swept them off their feet, and we are being warned that in our time we should learn from them. Let us pray to God this morning that we will not give in to pleasure, such that we will forget our God, such that we will let go of the great inheritance of salvation that God has given unto us. They enjoyed the salvation. They even drank from the rock which was Christ. We also have been given Christ. Will we not throw this great gift away for pleasure? In the mighty name of Jesus, let us also pray. The Bible says they give in to sexual promiscuity. Let us pray that we will not in any way fall into all this error, all these temptations that they paid dearly for. They lost 23,000 people in a day. May we not be victim of such temptations. May we not fall into temptation that will cost us our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us pray that the Lord will help us, that we will not be self-confident. The Bible warned us not to be self-confident, not to be so naive, so that we think we cannot fall. The Bible says we can as well fall flat on our face. That is telling us that we should not rely on our strength. Let us pray that the Lord should help us in our time, in our days, no matter what we are facing, no matter what the world is doing at us, that the Lord will hold us by himself. He will help us. We will rely on his strength, not to fall into temptations, not to fall into trials, not to fall into errors that the people of old fell into, but that we should depend solely on him, that with him we can go through whatever it is and come out of it strong. Father, we thank you, for you will help us by your grace. You will uphold us by your right hand of salvation, that we will not fall into all these errors that the people that went ahead of us fell into. You will uphold us. You will help us. You will guide us. And we will walk this walk with you, holding us by the hand, and we will be victorious. Thank you, faithful Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we are free. Amen.
You are listening to GospelBellsRadio.com, the Christian internet radio with a mission to engage the culture with the mind of Christ. Keep listening and invite others too. God bless you.